Hi, my name is Zakai, and welcome to my vodcast, Let It Be, Let It Be, Let It Be. So most people see the world how it is and then react to it, which then determines how they are going to feel. They are reactive rather than proactive in nature. When they look at pleasing things in life, they are happy. If they look at unpleasing things in life, they are angry or sad or unhappy. So most people create reality just by default, based on how they react to it. By living in a perpetual state of reaction is not an empowered way to live, because I do not have any control over others. Nobody has any control over other people, nor do I have any right to tell them, to tell anybody that they are wrong or that they should change, especially so that they should change so that I can be happy. Currently, the people who believe in a world of assertion, which is most people, and who do not understand that it is, in fact, a world of attraction, well, do not understand that believing in the rightness or the wrongness of others only creates more conflict. Every issue will always have opposing sides, and both sides accuse the other side of being tyrannical or evil or selfish or crazy or ignorant or criminal, etc. And both sides have the complete right to believe how they believe. And neither side has any right to be the judge or jury of the right way to believe. So, the way I believe, hence the classic song, Let It Be, the title of this vodcast, the way I believe, which is the enlightened way to be, excuse me for being so potentially arrogant, but it's not arrogance, it's just wisdom, it's just awareness, it's what I know, and it's the truth. The way I believe is way, way, way too leading edge and radical for most people to even remotely understand. They just haven't evolved near enough yet to even consider my extremely enlightened points of view. And I don't expect people to understand me. And in fact, I pretty much understand that 99.9% of the entire population are not ready for what I have to say. They are not ready to hear, quote, you create your own reality, unquote, which is basically the law of creation, the universe, how all creation works, 101. They're not ready to hear that this is a planet of attraction and inclusion. It is not a planet, it is not a universe, and it is not a creation of assertion or exclusion, where some people get it right and some don't. That's not how it works. It's not how the universe works. It's not how God works. It's not how Source works, etc., etc. Most people are not ready to hear that fact. There is no such thing. Most people are not ready to hear the fact that there is no such thing as a victim, or, and there's no such thing as right or wrong, and there's no such thing as judgment, and there's no such thing as hell, or the devil, or a judging God, etc. Most people cannot handle that. They can only imagine themselves being unworthy bastards that are being judged by some overlord. And it would be an absolutely futile exercise to try to shove my absolutely insane beliefs down their throats so that they could somehow become enlightened or change or become more aware or more prosperous, etc., etc. That's an absolute waste of creative energy, which is what most people try to do. Most people believe that their beliefs are the way, the only way, and that everyone should believe that way. And if everyone believed that way, it would all be perfect and wonderful and lovely, and they would be happy. And if everyone believed the same way, then everything would be happy-go-lucky and there would be peace on earth. But that will never, ever, 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 ever happen. Because if it did, If everybody agreed, and everybody felt the same way, and everybody thought the same way, there would be no diversity whatsoever. There would be no contrast to cause us inspired desires to create new things. And so life would cease to exist. There would be no such thing as immortality and infinity. There would be no evolution. And life would just be boring as shit, and then it would just decay and die. Diversity and contrast is what drives evolution and growth and expansion and improvement. So all of the, quote, right-wing people who believe all the, quote, left-wing hippies should just get in line are just energizing the problem and creating more conflict. And the same goes for the self-righteous New Age hippies who are deathly afraid of losing their freedom and who are judging the shit out of all the right-wing, you know, bigoted, limited-minded, closed-minded, closed-hearted people are doing the same bullshit. They are energizing the problem, not the solution. They are not better or worse than the supposed, you know, bigots and tyrannical, quote-unquote, right-wingers or, you know, pro-this or anti-that who are happy to, you know, in the case of, with the whole COVID thing, the pro-vaxxers who were, you know, just happy to be in lockdown for the rest of their lives to keep away the evil monster of COVID. So regardless, if, you know, if you're banging the drum of mandatory vaccination or mandatory control of people's rights and freedoms, or you're banging the drum of conspiracy and tyranny, either way, you're part of the solution, not the problem. Regardless of which side of the fence you're on any issue, either way, if you're banging the drum of the problem, the solution cannot come and you will only create more problems. So if you truly want to create improvement on planet Earth, then the only way you can really, truthfully, effectively do that is by not trying to judge and control other people so that they'll change their behavior, and not using what other people are doing be a determining factor of your joy and your prosperity and your happiness, etc., etc. In other words, pay no attention to the problem and pay 100% attention to the solution. In other words, mind your own freaking business and only think about and talk about and blog about and podcast about what you want. So, what do you want? Well, you want to be happy, right? You want to be prosperous. You want to feel empowered. You want to be excited. And you want to feel free. And you want to feel loved and loving. You want to be healthy and vital and vibrant and full of energy. And you want everyone else to have the same things. You want to win-win. But you have zero control over the improvement or lack of improvement of other people's lives. And the only way you can really help other people in an empowered way is for you, just you, to be happy. And for you to thrive and be prosperous and be excited and be inspired, etc., and feel free and empowered, etc., regardless of what anybody else is doing and regardless of what is physically going on planet Earth, even in your own life. Let everyone else off the hook from your demands that they think and believe like you do so that you can be happy. That is never, ever going to happen. And it is not supposed to happen. There will never be a day of reckoning where the white-bearded, vindictive, judgmental God descends from heaven and tells us all who got it right and who got it wrong, and sends all the poor sods who got it wrong to eternal hellfire. That's just absolute childish nonsense. But I don't have any right to try to convince the people who believe that way that they are utterly and completely wrong, and they just completely are clueless. they are welcome to that reality, and the law of attraction will even help them prove to themselves that they are right. The same goes for anyone's beliefs and therefore their realities about anything, because your beliefs create your reality. And whatever you believe about anything or anyone, well, the law of attraction will graciously and powerfully help you prove to yourself that you are right by giving you lots of evidence to prove that whatever bogus or truthful belief you have is true. So, what do you want that you would like the law of attraction to help you create? What do you want? Not what do you want for anyone else and everyone else and for your children and your lover and etc. What do you want for you? Because that is the only you, the only thing that you have any control over. You may say, well, I want my family to be happy and prosperous. I want my children to be happy and prosperous. I want my lover to be happy. Well, that's great, but that's something that you have no control over. You can personally be happy and prosperous, and then that happiness and prosperity can overflow and spill out and influence and inspire other people to be happy and prosperous. But that's the limit to your control, quote-unquote, over others, good or bad. You can't control anyone else's lives. You can't create for anyone else. You can only influence them to believe that they can create whatever they want. You may say, I want everyone on earth to be happy and healthy and free and prosperous in a nice general way. And if that makes you happy to think that, then great, go for it. But again, you have zero control over that. The only way you can realistically help the world be happy, healthy, and feel free and prosperous is for you to be happy, healthy, free, and prosperous. You cannot help anyone by seeing them struggle and seeing their struggle and seeing their poverty and disease and lack of freedom and lack of love, etc., etc. You can only help others by seeing them thriving and being happy and prosperous and thriving in abundance and seeing them free, regardless if they have those physical things in their lives yet or not. So a good affirmation for yourself would be, my only creative control in life is my own thoughts, beliefs, and actions. I cannot control others and how they think and believe and feel. And it is not my job to judge them or convince them or condemn them to believe as I do so that I can be happy. And from some sort of erroneous belief that if they think how I think, they'll be happy. It is my job to be happy regardless of what other people are thinking, saying, believing, or doing. It is not my job to try to change anyone because nothing and no one needs fixing. No one needs me to save them. Everyone is perfect just how they are. And so, everything outside of myself, well, I surrender to source. And I surrender my desire to try to control and change other people so that I can be happy. Everyone is under the guidance of their own source, and no one needs my guidance and wisdom and awareness or my enlightened teachings. Certainly, and no one certainly does not need my judgments and my condemnation. It is not my job to try to change anything or anyone outside of myself. It is only my job to do my best to feel good and feel happy and feel better, regardless of my or anyone else's conditions. I determine my own happiness and prosperity and health and well-being and freedom. No one else determines those things for me, and no one else can limit my happiness and prosperity and health and well-being and freedom except me and my own thoughts. And I will not look to external reality and people and situations to determine my happiness. I will not let those things or people determine my happiness and my prosperity and my health and my well-being and my freedom. Because all those things that I want, the happiness, the prosperity, the health, the well-being and freedom, are within me. And I am those things. And all of those things are my natural state of being. Governments and politicians or anyone else have no control over my health, happiness, and freedom. They may try to limit my physical movements or try to coerce me to do things that I would not normally desire to do, but nothing and no one can limit me or restrict my freedom in any way unless I attract that vibrationally with my thoughts and beliefs. I am in control of my own health, happiness, prosperity, and freedom. And those things have nothing to do with what other people are doing or demanding or legislating or mandating or believing or doing. Because what currently exists on planet Earth does not matter, because what exists is history. It's old news. What exists is either pleasing or unpleasing. And all I care about are pleasing things. So I'm not going to pay any attention to the unpleasing things. All I care about is constant and never-ending improvement. So all I'm going to think about is constant and never-ending improvement. I love everyone, but I do not create anyone else's reality. So what anybody else thinks, says, believes, or does is none of my business. My only business is my happiness. My only business is my prosperity. My only business is my own fulfillment. My only business is my own love. Not if anyone else loves me, just if I am loving or not, because I'm being a judgmental cranky puss. Not if anyone else is helping me be happy, healthy, or prosperous. My only business is if I am helping myself be happy and healthy and prosperous. It is not my job to coerce others to be cooperative elements in my creation to help me get what I want. My only job is to pay attention and make sure that I am a cooperative element in my own creation and creative process and creative journey, so that I can get what I want and not hinder what I want coming to me with my own limited, doubtful, judgmental thoughts and beliefs. So I take 100% responsibility for what I have creative control over. And that, the only thing I have any creative control over, is my thoughts. So focus, clarity about what I want and how I'm going to think. I choose to be happy. I choose to think good feeling thoughts. That's my job. My job is focus and clarity about my own desires and my own thoughts and choosing good feeling thoughts so that I can be happy and healthy and wealthy and loving and feel free all the time. And I will do my best to pay as little attention as possible to all the unwanted things that I have no control over changing, and I give all that up to Source. I give up all the control of things that I have no control over, and it's not my job to control. My only job is to be happy and be clear about what I want and let Source do its work of creating those desires that I have vibrationally. And then I will listen and feel and follow the guidance that is always coming from my source that is guiding me to physically manifesting all of my fabulous dreams and desires. There is no us versus them. There is only me. And I create my own reality regardless of anyone else, what they're doing, and what they think and believe. I am the center of my own universe, and everyone else is the center of their own universe. and everyone else are like stars revolving around me. And I let all of those stars be how they need to be, completely, 100% unconditionally, without my judgments and without any desires for them to change so that I can be happy. I let everyone else be how they need to be. I let it be. I let it be. Let it be. I'm going to follow the wisdom, Paul McCartney, and just let it all be. I let you all be. I let you all be unconditionally. I let you all be without conditions. I am in charge of me, and you are in charge of you. I let you be. I let you be. I let you be. I let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. I just whispered a whole bunch of words of wisdom, and now I let it be. So I hope you enjoyed that fabulous affirmation rampage and these fabulous guidance and teachings that I give you about how to let it be, baby. If you did get something from this, please share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can get notifications of new videos. Come visit me at thekyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is The Kyron, and I help success-minded, fun-minded, happy-minded, prosperity-minded people create the happy, fun, adventurous lifestyle that we all love and want. Thanks again for watching this podcast, listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!